Hi everybody, this is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Kimo's Kona coffee. Uncle Kimo's, you'll be glad you did.
Hi, this is Bill Coyne of South Bay Toyota, and if you're looking for an easy, hassle-free way to buy a car, South Bay Toyota is the place for you. Simply pick the vehicle of your choice, receive your price up front, and you're driving home. It's that easy at South Bay Toyota, located at the 405 Freeway and Western Avenue.
Exciting nighttime action continues at Los Alamitos with another great weekend of racing at the track of Sunsets and Stars and the best of quarter horse racing on Saturday and Sunday nights. Make your plans to join us tonight to watch the fastest horses in the world, quarter horses. And don't miss racing's best bets, our early and late pick fours. And remember, we'll also add 10,000 to the pick six on Sunday night if there's not a carryover. You'll have a great time at Los Alamitos. We're also open daily for the best of the simulcast action from Del Mar and around the country. Enjoy all of the daytime simulcast fun in style in our beautiful Vessels Club with outdoor patio seating and great views of the entire track. For Vessels Club reservations, call 714-820-2681 or join us at Burgart Sports Bar featuring more than 60 TVs showing the best of racing and more. We're all about the horse players. It's the track of Sunsets and Stars, Los Alamitos Racecourse.
Hey everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco, eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne. Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halualoha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halualoha Garden and Kitchen. Hey everybody, if you've got plumbing needs, commercial or residential, give my good friends at Western Rooter a call. Family owned and here to help, Western Rooter does it all and does it better 24/7. From clogged drains to complete copper repipes to water heaters, conventional and tankless, Western Rooter is here to help and will solve whatever issues you may have on time and under budget. Western Rooter, serving the Arcadia, Pasadena, and greater LA area for more than three decades. Call now at 626-44 86455, mention Thoroughbred LA Radio, and save 10% off your total invoice. Western Rooter, the best in the West.
Want to bet your favorite horse but can't make it to the race book? South Point Casino's race book has the answer. Come in and sign up for the Nevada Racebook mobile app. For just a $50 minimum deposit, you'll have the racebook right at your fingertips, no matter where you are in Nevada. It's convenient, fun, and easy to use. When you do have time to visit, South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. Whether you want to come in or play from the comfort of your home, South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
There they go. Oh, how I lost the rider. Native Diver. to the front. Gamely and Rising Market nose and nose, and Gamely is the winner by a nose rising.
Marketry has the weight advantage. Farm Away has the class. Which one's going to win it? Farm Away, Marketry, Farm Away.
It's Thoroughbred Los Angeles, hosted by Mike Wilman. Thoroughbred Los Angeles is brought to you by Nighttime Quarter Horse Racing at Los Alamitos Racecourse. Come see America's fastest athlete under the lights every Saturday and Sunday night. By Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. Take it from top jock Juan Hernandez. Uncle Chemo's. You'll be glad you did. By David Wilson's Toyota of Orange, South Bay Toyota, and Villa Ford of Orange. Come see their great selection of new and used vehicles and experience David Wilson's world-class customer service. By Pete and Evelyn Perella's Legacy Ranch, where stands multiple graded stakes winner Forbidden Kingdom. By the luxurious Halu Aloha Garden and Kitchen overlooking the majestic Kona Coast on the island of Hawaii. Visit HaluAlohaGardenAndKitchen.com and make your reservations now for the event of a lifetime. By Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne. Doug says, save a taco, eat a pizza. By the Ragazin Sheets. Get past the obvious and get the information you need to win. Get the Ragazin Sheets. By the Derby Room at Fairplex Park. Great food, great customer service, along with free parking and admission at the Derby Room. By the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association. It pays to own and breed in California. By Bruce Finkelstein's BetOnBruce.com. By the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa in Las Vegas. Call Steve Johnson and make your reservations now at 866-780-RACE. And by Western Rooter, the best in the West. Now, here's Mike Wilman.
Thank you, Dan Jerzin. A very pleasant good morning, everybody. Great to have you with us as we hit full stride here midsummer. Speaking of midsummer, the Midsummer Derby, the Travers Stakes, will be here next Saturday from Saratoga. And the Kentucky Derby and Belmont Stakes winner, Sovereignty, figures to be center stage at a very short price indeed. It doesn't appear that too many are signed up to face off with Sovereignty in next Saturday's Travers at Saratoga. Speaking of Saratoga, the Grade 1 Alabama run yesterday. And, a big performance from the Mark Cassie-trained Nitrogen. He had said earlier she breathes a little bit different air, aptly named. She was erratic late, and that appeared to have been because she thought her job was done, made the lead, threw her ears up, and was a little bit erratic under Jose Ortiz. But a most impressive effort. The Grade 1 out west at Del Mar yesterday was the Del Mar Oaks in a huge upset. Velocity, a daughter of Nyquist under Ricky Gonzalez, off at 35-1 in a no-fluke win by a half length over Eastern Shipper Lush Lips, who was the second favorite in the race. She came running, but Velocity more than capable of holding her off late. Velocity outran the even money favorite Thought Process through the stretch drive. We're going to have Eclipse Thoroughbreds commandeer, if you will, Aaron Wellman in just a few minutes to address Velocity and, of course, their big three-year-old Journalism, who worked a half mile yesterday at Del Mar, and they still have not announced a decision as to whether they're going to run against Older in the Pacific Classic on August 30th, ship to New York, run in the Travers once again against Sovereignty, and then there's also a race called the Pennsylvania Derby with a ton of money up in several weeks in September, obviously three-year-olds only. That looks like a pretty good spot, but perhaps they want to stay home. And if so, the Pacific Classic just could be next for Journalism. So much to talk about. Let's get back to Saratoga Springs and say hello to Jonathan Hardoon on behalf of the Ragazin Sheets. Hey, John, good morning. How are you?
Good, Mike. How are you?
I'm good. You know, speaking of Sovereignty, on the Fox show yesterday from Saratoga, what a great job they do with that, by the way. We saw Sovereignty working yesterday morning at Saratoga from the ground level, and man, he's something else, is he not? I know you saw the work, and because of his resume, I'll put it that way, not too many people too anxious to run against him in the Travers on Saturday.
No, Mike, unfortunately, it looks like it's going to be a field of five, and that's just horrible. But what are you going to do? Well, people are opting to run in the Pennsylvania Derby, which is the same $1 million, I guess, but there is no sovereignty or journalism there, so that's where they're opting to go. And it's a shame because next Saturday is going to be the big day, and then they're going to have the race with Torpedo Anna in it also, which is probably going to be a short field. So it's going to be high on quality. Unfortunately, may not be that high on quantity. Nobody wants to see these short price, these short fields with 1-9 shots. And you can't make any money. I guess they're good races to watch, but not so good to bet.
A racing secretary's nightmare. You got the top three-year-old in the country. It should be a big deal. It is. But as far as a betting race, at least unless something unforeseen develops, it doesn't look like it's going to be all that appealing. All right, the Midsummer Derby is Saturday. Let's talk about next year's Kentucky Derby winner. We might have just saw him yesterday at Saratoga. A couple of races in front of the Alabama. A first-time starter trained by Tom Amos by the name of It's Our Time, ridden by Luis Saez. I don't think I've ever seen this, John. First-time out, two-year-old, going 6.5 furlongs. He did it in 1:15.3. I haven't seen the chart, but in counting the lengths, just, you know, watching the race, it looked like about 15 lengths. How good is he?
Well, the chart says 17.75 lengths.
There you go.
And he is that good off of one start. The problem is it's only one start. But listen, if yesterday was any indication of how good he is, this is a serious horse. The horse he beat, Hero Declared, is owned by the Jason Wirth group, and they were so high on this horse. This horse was touted all over the world. They paid all kinds of money for him. They stuck together till about turning for home, and then It's Our Time just exploded. He left them in his wake. Not only that, Mike, it was a full field of nine. It wasn't one of these short four or five horse fields. You know, this was a real deal. This was the best two-year-old performance coast to coast that I've seen this year. And Baffert has sent out quite a few impressive winners at Del Mar. So there you have it.
Again, this is It's Our Time. He's by a Son of Giants Causeway by the name of Not This Time, out of a Summer Front mare. He sold as a Keeneland yearling for $425,000, trained by Tom Amos. And, John, I just, you know, sometimes we get a little bit too high on horses. I don't know if I've ever seen a more impressive two-year-old first time, where we mentioned the final time, 6.5 in 15.3. The interior six furlong split was 109 flat.
Yeah, well, again, Mike, again, it's only one race and people tend to get excited, but this is something to get excited about. It really was impressive. Listen, he may never run that race again, but he sure looked good doing it yesterday.
Yeah, he did. And Tom Amos, I give him credit. It's got to be a tough assignment. You experience that. You know he had to know he had something special going into that race. Then he's got to jump on the set there, the Naira set, and kind of maintain his composure. I got to believe he wanted to be with his friends there having a cocktail and just taking in the moment. But, you know, it's business. It's going to be an interesting story to follow. Today's card. Go ahead, John.
No, it really is, because he didn't even get the opportunity to watch the replay. I heard him afterwards, and
jeez,
he probably couldn't wait to get back to watch the replay. He had a commitment to be on the set. He works for Fox, so I'm sure he enjoyed it a lot last night, and I'm sure he watched the race at least 50 times.
Well, you've been there, so have I. You just burn the tape up. That's all there is to it. Hey, John, we got nine of them today at Del Mar. We got a good cowbred filly and mare stake, the Solana Beach. You're coming out here late in the show to address the situation at Del Mar. But right now, let's stick with Saratoga. You guys tee it up at 1:10 Eastern. Who's your best bet for radio today, John?
Just one thing about yesterday, Mike. What a terrific ride by Ricky Gonzalez in the big race. That the ride made the difference.
Yes,
because,
it did.
Hush Lips or whatever. That horse was 5-6 wide, where Ricky Gonzalez gave that horse the most perfect trip you could give a horse. And really, he deserves a lot of credit. He's having a terrific meet. He won another race earlier in the card, so good for him. He's a hard worker, it's paying off, that's for sure.
Recently married Jessica Pfeiffer. His business is handled by a good friend of mine, Brandon O'Brien. And, you know, Ricky, he saved ground, as you noted. He was kind of in the pocket around the far turn. When they straightened up, he's able to split horses. And, you know, he outran the even money favorite on the square. There was nothing flukish about it. And then Lush Lips, who, as you noted, didn't save the ground. She came running, was beaten a half a length. But hats off to Ricky Gonzalez. Really glad to see him having a good meet down there because he struggled for quite a while here.
Yeah, well, he picked the right meet to have a good meet, Mike, and he's getting on live horses. And when you win a big race like that, you know, it only has to help business. And everybody saw the ride. It wasn't a freakish ride. It was a terrific ride. It really was.
All right, listen, I got Aaron Wellman standing by to talk about journalism, velocity, and much more. But who's your best bet today at Saratoga?
Second race today, Mike, 6 furlongs on the main track. I like the number 3 horse in here, Looks First, a 4-year-old filly from the Roshan Samsador barn. This horse is listed at 8-1 on the morning line. He's had excuses in his last 3 races. He's had trouble at the start. They put blinkers on today. Kendra Carmouche aboard to ride, 8-1 on the morning line. I like number 3, Looks First, to upset and win today's second race out at Saratoga.
Post time for that 145, JONHARDON.com with Sarah John.
3 best plays, $10. Full card, $25. Today we have Saratoga and Del Mar selections.
We will visit again in hour 2. Thank you, John.
Thanks, Mike. Stay safe and be well.
All right, as advertised, now we're joined by Aaron Wellman, truly one of the most high-profile guys in our game today. He heads up Eclipse Thoroughbred Partners, and they pulled off a 35-1 upset, as noted in yesterday's Grade 1 Del Mar Oaks, with Velocity, a daughter of Nyquist, and there was nothing 35-1-ish about the way she did it. Aaron, good morning. I texted you yesterday after the race. You got them surrounded. By that, I mean you got one of the top 3-year-olds, obviously, in journalism, males, and you got this filly, winner of the Grade 1 Del Mar Oaks. Now you got one of the top 3-year-old fillies in America. It's got to be a great feeling, buddy.
It is. Appreciate that, Mike.
And just talk about the approach to the race. I mean, you're 35-1. I believe Hector Berrios had been riding her. You know, you needed a rider. She's 35-1. You're able to get Ricky. And just talk about what your thoughts were going in, if you thought you had a legitimate chance to win and so on.
Yeah, she's a filly that's just been really progressive throughout the course of her career. I had her pegged all wrong when we bought her as a 2-year-old last spring. I thought she was going to be a rocket ship sprinter type. Didn't quite know which surface she'd be on. We sprinted her on the dirt first time out, and she kind of came unraveled the last eighth of a mile. We decided to try the turf with her. She got the job done. That was sprinting. We were upset that she didn't get graded place in the Senorita, but persisted, decided to stretch her out. She won very well, despite by a short margin opening weekend at Del Mar in an A other than. And really, your only option with a 3-year-old filly that runs long on the grass that's got some quality is to dive into the deep end of the pool, and that's what we had to do yesterday. We were hoping that she would take another step forward, which thankfully she did.
Yeah.
And we were also hoping to get a slice of the pie, you know, Grade 1 black type, super important for these fillies, especially ones with some pedigree underneath them. And I think the trip and the ride from Ricky certainly made the difference between just getting Grade 1 placed and actually winning the whole thing.
And I want to correct myself. I mistakenly noted Hector Berrios. No, Ricky's been riding her all along in all 4 of her previous starts. I think that was a big advantage yesterday in that he knew her so well. You mentioned you guys bought her. You stole her for $75,000 out of that Ocala Breeders 2-year-old in training sale a year ago in March. And here she is now, a Grade 1 winner. And she was almost graded place 2 back, as you noted, sprinting in the Senorita. I mean, it's just a phenomenal story. And the trip you got yesterday compared to Lush Lips, it definitely made a difference. But she belongs with these fillies. There is absolutely no doubt about that.
Yeah, they're legit. Lush Lips, Thought Process are 2 extremely good fillies. You've seen Lush Lips's
form back east, you know, she's banging heads with Nitrogen. We saw what she did in the Alabama yesterday, and she dominated the three-year-old turf division as well. We won't be sorry to see if she stays on the dirt too. But yeah, I just want to give a little tip of the cap to Ricky. You know, people may not remember this, but Ricky subbed in for Umberto the day journalism broke his maiden last fall at Del Mar, and puts in a lot of work in the mornings in the Michael McCarthy barn. You know, we like to try to give him some opportunities. He's been instrumental in developing this filly in conjunction with Michael. And for Ricky to get rewarded, not only for an incredible ride yesterday, but with a grade one win, was just awesome to see. So
it was.
You know, a lot of that stuff goes unnoticed. You don't read it in the racing form or see it in the PPs, but Ricky's putting in the work, and he's equally as good in the mornings as he is in the afternoons. I should say equally as good in the afternoons as he is in the mornings, and deserves the shot. So we're really gratified for him.
It's great to see him making the most of these opportunities this summer at Del Mar. I believe the guys on FanDuel noted yesterday 8 grade one wins this year for Eclipse. Is that right, Aaron?
Oh, man, that sounds a little inflated. I think we might be at 6.
Okay.
But we'll take it. Whatever the number is, grade ones are hard to come by. They're the holy grail. You know me, Mike. I'm a Phillies guy, even though journalism's gotten the bulk of the ink this year for the Eclipse team. But this is our third Del Mar Oaks win. And aside from a Kentucky Oaks, which I hope there is one with Eclipse's name on it, this would be the most special race for me in my heart. And as I told our partners last night in the celebration room, you know, the only void in that victory last night was that my mom couldn't share it with us because she'd be getting a real kick out of these Del Mar Oaks wins.
She sure would. Aaron, our time is short, but you mentioned journalism. Winner of the Santa Anita Derby, the Preakness Stakes, he's something special. When are you guys going to announce where you're going? Obviously, everybody here would like to see you stay home and run in the Pacific Classic on August 30th. The guys in New York perhaps haven't given up that maybe you'd come back there and try Sovereignty and the Travers Saturday. And I know the Pennsylvania Derby is an option as well.
Yeah, look, he had his second work back since his Haskell win yesterday at Del Mar. He just seems to be really handling everything to our satisfaction, which is really good to see. One thing is for certain, he will not be in the entry box today for the Travers, so we're not going to be making that trip back to Saratoga. We're going to breeze again next week, and as we have been throughout this entire campaign, we're going to try to be as methodical and as responsible as possible with the horse, with our partners, and to the industry. So we just want to make sure that he continues on this upward trajectory. Right now, he certainly is indicating that he is and that he will. Hopefully that remains the case, and Michael and I will have a much clearer idea of where he stands and where we're going to call our shot probably after next week's work.
Okay, great. And he worked yesterday 48 flat. I think he went in 48-4 a week ago yesterday. And as you noted in print, Michael tightening the screws down a little bit. What a job he's done throughout. Aaron Wellman, thanks for the time. Congratulations on a huge grade one win with Velocity in yesterday's Del Mar Oaks. Thank you.
Appreciate it, Mike. Thanks so much.
You bet. Aaron Wellman from Eclipse Thoroughbreds. And now a very special guest, a very special friend, Yoli Garcia joins us now. She is part of the, you know, the gate situation as far as the vehicular traffic coming into Santa Anita, the stable area, fans, owners, trainers, so on and so forth. And she worked for many years with a dear friend, Frank Garcia, who worked the association gate at Santa Anita for 3 decades plus. Frank succumbed to a long battle with cancer a week ago yesterday at the age of 58. And I wanted to get Yoli Garcia on today, no relation, but a very, very good friend of both Frank and his wife, Mary, to talk a little bit about Frank and pay homage to him. Hey, Yoli, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Mike. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, it's such a somber occasion, and you and I have been in touch regarding Frank. I last spoke with Frank probably about 4 weeks ago, and you knew time was short. He had gone into hospice shortly thereafter. I just can't think of a better employee ever over all the years at Santa Anita or any other racetrack I've worked at. He was proactive. He always greeted people, with good cheer. He was knowledgeable. People would come in with questions. He knew what to say, how to direct them, and so on. I had a ton of media come through there, and Frank was my conduit. He would call me and say, "Hey, Frank, we got so-and-so here. I've got him off." I said, "Yeah, okay, hold him. I'll be right out." He knew the trainers. He knew when big horses had worked. He was beyond helpful, a wonderful, wonderful guy, father of six, Yoli. Just talk about Frank Garcia from your perspective.
Mike, I worked with him for nearly 18 years. I learned from him a lot. And then seeing him going on and beyond to help others, always being professional, always, like, welcome you with a nice smile, always looking around to see, if there's any trouble, always go out there to help out. And not having him around, it's just not easy. That place is not, that entrance is not the same without him.
No.
Everyone around always asking, "Hey, how he's doing, how's Frank doing?" I'm like, I was happy, oh, he's doing great. He's not giving up. He's, he's doing really good. And suddenly we got the sad news, and it just devastated, but we lost not just a coworker, we lost a good friend. We lost a good friend, dad, a brother. So he will be missed, Mike. He will be missed. Sorry.
His wife, Mary, still working at Santa Anita, but Frank was a guy who cared. He had a knowledge, a love of our game. I can't say enough about my interactions with Frank and the job that he did for Santa Anita over the years. I know there's a GoFundMe page that's been set up. Can you give us some information on that?
Yes, Mike. We can spend hours and hours talking about how good he was, how great friend he was, but God bless him. He's now in a better place. Yes, Mike, I will be giving you details. If anyone up there wants to donate and help the family, will be appreciated. If they go to the GoFundMe page, they can search for Frank and Maria Elena. And the account was created by Athena. So they're going to see a picture of Frank and his wife and for the kids. So anyone up there wants to help, it's appreciated.
Yeah, and it's Frank and everybody calls her Mary, but it's Mariana is
Maria Elena.
Garcia at the GoFundMe, and there's no date yet set for services, correct?
No, Mike. No date for the service, but we're working on celebration of life at Santa Anita. Once I get the date, I will let you know.
Really appreciate it, Yoli, and his smile is just something that'll be with me forever. He was wow. Great guy. Can't say enough. Sorry. I always do this, but we'll keep it together.
I'm sorry. I was there the other day, and everyone was like, okay, we just looking at each other like, because something's missing. Something missing, and there's a big thing that's missing, Frank. But
I found out something about Frank I didn't know. He was a veteran. He served in the U.S. Army.
Yeah. He was at the U.S. Force. Yeah, he was at the Air Force.
Air Force. Yeah.
Well,
that was evident in the discipline that he brought to his job there at Santa Anita. I know Bob Baffert knew him very well. He worked for all those years, really, right outside Bob's barn. So, hey, Yoli, look forward to seeing you at Santa Anita and your entire crew, and just wishing you all the best. Thanks for filling us in on Frank. And we'll let everybody know about pending services for a good friend. Frank Garcia passed away a week ago yesterday at age 58. Thank you, Yoli.
No, thank you, Mike, for having me. And I would like to say on the behalf of the family, thank you, everyone, for the support. And once again, thank you, Mike.
100%. Have a great day, Yoli. Folks, we're going to take quick time out. Coming back strong with John Lindo down in Carlsbad. Orlando Gutierrez is going to be joining us from Los Alamitos. And then up toward the top of the hour, Matt DeSantis from Saratoga Racecourse on behalf of Naira Betts. Top of the next hour, Brad Free Daily Racing Form. And then big announcement from the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association, something they're calling the flagship fall initiative program. CDBA President Doug Burge going to be joining us also in the first half of the next hour. A ton of shows straight ahead. This is Thoroughbred LA.
Angels Radio. AM 830.
Here at David Wilson's Villa Ford of Orange, we are here to help. We're open for sales and service, and with hundreds of vehicles to choose from, we are ready to assist you. And remember, you can get into that brand new Ford that you've always wanted without leaving the comfort of your home. Visit us at VillaFord.com to buy or lease your next car with great upfront pricing and a 100% online experience. Great financing and big retail enhancements on Ford Fusion and all popular Ford SUVs are available now. Check our website for tremendous pricing and financing on all Ford products, including America's best-selling vehicle, the F-150 pickup truck. David Wilson's Villa Ford of Orange. Call or click today at 714-509-5615. Or visit us at Villa Ford of Orange.
From conception to the starting line, Legacy Ranch does it all. Located in the small town of Clements, Legacy Ranch sits on 145 beautifully manicured acres with lush paddocks for your mares and babies. The large pastures are irrigated year-round, and private paddocks are available too. Ranch manager Terry Knight is well-known throughout California as a top horseman and oversees the breaking and training of your young stock. The 5/8-mile training track is maintained to the highest standards under supervision of well-known track man Richard Tedesco and includes a starting gate and chute for gate workouts. Take a video tour of Legacy Ranch by going to LegacyRanchInc.com. Or better yet, farm owners Pete and Evelyn Perella invite you to schedule an in-person visit where you can meet Legacy Ranch Stallions Clubhouse Ride and the newest addition, Forbidden Kingdom. Contact Legacy Ranch at 510-928-4980 and start your journey to the winner's circle today.
Breed to pure California speed as Legacy Ranch welcomes Forbidden Kingdom.
It's Forbidden Kingdom, dominant in the San Vicente.
This blazing fast son of American Pharaoh went wire to wire in every one of his victories.
What a performance from Forbidden Kingdom in the San Felipe.
Posting three grade two wins on dirt and turf.
Forbidden Kingdom, resolute, turns away a big bit.
Breed to the speed of California speed. Forbidden Kingdom, now standing at Legacy Ranch.
From Santa Anita to Del Mar to key race meets around the country, Bruce Finkelstein's Bet on Bruce has you covered. Full card selections and featured races throughout the country available every racing day at betonbruce.com. Get advice on multi-wager ticket structures and improve your return on investment with Bruce Finkelstein's betonbruce.com. Bet on experience. betonbruce.com. Attention Inland Empire Racing fans. Watching and wagering on the races just got easier. The Derby Room located at Fairplex Park is open and ready to serve you. Watch and wager in the newly renovated Derby Room on races across the country starting at 9 a.m. each Wednesday through Sunday. Televisions throughout the Derby Room will keep you up to date on all sporting events. Add in great food and a great atmosphere and you'll have the ultimate horse player experience. For upcoming promotions, go to thederbyroom.com. Thederbyroom.com. See you at the Derby Room, 2201 North White Avenue in Pomona.
From Hawaii's Big Island, nature has given us Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, derived from a naturally occurring coffee bean that is only found in this precise altitude and climatic setting. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee ensures a perfect start to your day or any cherished moment from sunup to sundown. Every treasured coffee bean is the result of nearly 4 years of nurturing on the 57-acre family farm in the mountains above Halu'aloha, Hawaii. And unlike many other coffee beans from the Big Island, Uncle Chemo's is estate grade and hand roasted. This means all beans are grown, picked, roasted, and packaged on the farm to ensure the beans are the most balanced and as rich in flavor as possible. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee is now available on the mainland. To place an order, please visit UncleChemo'sKonaCoffee.com and look for our logo on the track and in the winner's circle, along with leading writer Juan Hernandez. Fans, visit our website and you can see for yourself that Uncle Chemo's emanates from a true island paradise. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, you can taste the aloha.
Hello, I'm Alan Mosna, Toyota of Orange. For over 48 years, we've said you won't get a lemon at Toyota of Orange. That means you're driving a reliable Toyota. It also means you're getting the best deal on every new Toyota in stock. We're talking RAV4, Camry, Tacoma, Corolla, you name it. How have we stayed number one all these years? By turning lemons into oranges. Toyota of Oranges.
Well, you won't get a lemon from Toyota of Orange.
Hi, everybody. This is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Skimo's Kona coffee. Uncle Skimo's, you'll be glad you did.
Welcome back to Hour 1, Thoroughbred Los Angeles. My name is Mike Willman. My next guest is named John Lindo. Let's get down to Carlsbad and say hello. Hey, John, good morning.
Good morning, Michael. Hey, great update with Eclipse Awards and Aaron Wellman about the journalism. Thanks for the info.
Yeah, thanks. He says a decision will be made next Saturday. It sure sounded like they're going to stay home and run against, Nisos and company, against Older, in that $1 million Pacific Classic, August 30th. What do you think?
Well, fingers crossed. It's a home game. It's the same distance and track as the Breeders' Cup. It makes an awful lot of sense to me.
Yeah.
It's $1 million. So I hope to see him out there at Del Mar here later on this month.
Exactly. Hey, listen, hats off to great supporters of the show, great supporters of our game, and certainly the California thoroughbred breeding situation. Pete and Evelyn Perella of Legacy Ranch, congratulations to John Sadler. A big win from a colt by violence, a two-year-old California bred by the name of Can't Help Myself in race 7 yesterday at Del Mar. And Legacy, headed by Pete and Evelyn Perella, having a great meet, John.
Well, they were coming off being the owners of the week at Del Mar last week for two wins, including a win in the stakes race to graduation with Sammy Davis. And they come right back and win another maiden special weight with a cowbred yesterday. It's been a heck of a run. And that team of Legacy Ranch, John Sather and Hector Berrios, they've got a lot of winner's circle pictures at this meet already.
Yeah, they do. And hats off as well to their farm manager, Terry Knight. He's been at Del Mar quite a bit. We should definitely note this isn't just a maiden race. It's cowbred, two-year-olds, going 6 furlongs, and there's a bunch of zeros on the header. $100,000, John.
Well, between everything else, which includes, maiden dirt bonuses, you have the cowbred owner's premium, and everything else that goes into it, you're running for a lot of money with a cowbred down at Del Mar, and it's great to see because these are the guys that put a lot of blood, sweat, and tears into getting these horses and keeping the inventory
at
acceptable levels in Southern California. They deserve to get these benefits. And when you see a guy like Perella win one of those things, it just makes you smile.
You know, John, I talk to people, and they want to know how much does it cost, this and that. And when you say if you're paying retail and you want to breed a mare to a stallion, the stud fee aside, to go from conception with all the cost to get into the starting gate, let's say as a two-year-old, which a lot of people don't. I never have by summer. I never made it that early, and I've bred a few of them. You're looking at a pretty big price tag here, John. I hesitate to put a number, but it's going to be around $75,000, $80,000 easy.
Well, you just have to remember, too, Mike, that these breeders not only raise those foals, but they have to breed the mare back to another stallion. They have to pay for the upkeep of the mare, another resulting foal. So by the time you get a two-year-old to the track, you have a couple others in the pipeline. So it's a major, major financial commitment to get these. So when you get a good one, they made a little score here, but they're covering a lot of bills in the pipeline to keep these horses coming out.
No question about it. And also want to note that Pete Neville and Perella, they are part of the ownership situation out at the Derby Room where you can frequently find Bob Ike. And hats off there because the brick-and-mortar satellites, now more than ever, John, with so many options, people able to stay home, bet off the computer and so on, it's not easy. Their margins are thin, And I just salute them. What a great job they do there at the Derby Room at Fairplex Park in Pomona. But they're all in. I would encourage people, if you're in the area out near Fairplex, it's a great place to go and have fun. You can watch sports, racing. There's plenty of live tellers, self-serve machines, free parking and admission every racing day at the Derby Room.
You know, they're on top of the video feeds as well. You'll get the sound from what you want to hear. They'll have the major sporting events, the football season coming up. You won't miss any of the sporting events you want to see. And the windows obviously are right there. So, and best of all, Mike, the food is great. I've eaten there several times.
And reasonable.
It's a great day to spend a Sunday out there and get some football, bet the races, have some lunch. Yeah. It's a good time, and that's what we're looking for as horse players.
And, John, I also want to say this, and they're no longer advertising with us, but they supported our shows for so long. Pete Genovese, a really great guy. He's headed up Sammy's Original there in Lake Forest. We used to say where the 5 and the 405 collide. I just want to give Pete a tip of the cap. I mentioned the margins are thin. If you're in the area, folks, I really want to personally recommend Sammy's Original down there in Lake Forest. It's a great place to go racing, and they got a huge parking lot. It's never an issue, and they do a terrific job with their food and beverage as well, John.
It was a great stop for me coming up from San Diego toward L.A., a great meeting place, and you can go any directions you want from there. Again, I enjoyed the food there quite a bit, and good people, and they've got some pretty guys that are not afraid to throw the windows there at Sammy's either.
I understand that. All right, John, let's get to it. What do you want to do for radio today?
Let's go to race number 8 today, Mike. In the 8th race, number 3, Manchild, comes off a route race where he was pressing a very fast pace. Part of the reason he was up there, his left rein broke down the backside and not a whole lot of control. He fought as well as he could. They kept him straight, and, you know, he cuts back to a sprint today, which is what he wants to do. He was reclaimed by the Papa Padroma stable 2 races back. I think this is the right level, the right distance, and with proper equipment and a clean trip, Old One on the morning line is a fair price. Number 3, Manchild, race number 8 at Del Mar.
And encourage folks to get into the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa in Las Vegas. The Lindo Report is there free of charge, and it's just a great sheet, a whole lot of information there for you. And what a great job they do at the South Point. I've been trading text messages with their racebook manager, Steve Johnson. They're looking forward to the Travers next Saturday. And, of course, football right on the immediate horizon. Major college football kicks off next Saturday. Football, just a great time to be in Las Vegas. Rooms available next week, according to Steve. And, John, that toll-free number to call up there, 866-780-7223 or 780-RACE.
Get out there, and I tell you what, when you do, try the restaurants at the South Point. The restaurants are fantastic. You'll enjoy it. And if you don't go to the restaurants, use Bob Ike's name at the hot dog cart. Maybe you'll move up in line a little bit.
Thanks so much. Look forward to you and Bob on air next Saturday right here from the Big A from 9 to 10, John.
Good luck today.
Okay, you as well. Let's get down Catella. Say hello to Orlando Gutierrez. Heads up the publicity efforts under the lights and much, much more. Orlando, good morning. How are you, my friend?
Good morning, Mike. I'm doing well. Thank you. How are you?
Good. I see you got 9 of them tonight. You get underway at 6:35, and Dr. Allred's kicking $10,000 into that $2 pick six pool, which will be races 4 through 9. And you've also you had some good Golden State Derby trials last night as well.
We did, Mike. We had 3 Derby trials going. The final's going to be held in early September. And this is a great 2 events. So we have some of the best 3-year-olds on the grounds. And a horse that just keeps improving every single time is defending champ. Michael Rona right away spotted his talent late last year. And right from the get-go this season, he just keeps getting better and better. And the key is just his ability to break, because he's starting to break better. And no one finishes as strong as defending champ. So now that he's breaking 2nd or 3rd, it's race over pretty much. And last night he did it again. He didn't look like he was going to get there at first, but once again he was close enough and got there at the end. He ends up as the fastest qualifier. Tremendous job by trainer Scott Willoughby, mm-hmm. just developing this horse. He is the fastest qualifier to the Golden State Derby, and he's going to face some really nice horses. Favorite Just Hawk finished second in that trial. He was the fastest qualifier. And Beachwalk from the Gentry Farms also looked impressive in her own trial. So it's going to be a great group of runners. Defending champ looks really, really tough. And a horse that you know, we're looking forward to seeing him run in those longer distances, maybe even at 440 yards if he continues to stay at this tremendous level. And, Mike, you mentioned the pick six that we're picking in, $10,000. I just wanted to thank all the fans. Last week when I was on the show, I predicted that the pool would be about $100,000. Well, it was a lot bigger than that. It was almost $115,000.
Good.
Thanks to all the viewers, all the listeners that support Los Alamitos Racecourse and your show, because I know a lot of them hear you, hear this show, and then play the races at Los Al.
And I want to say this too, Orlando, the guys you have on set there with FanDuel at night, I think those guys do a great job. You know, and they're young. One of them is an ex-writer. His name escapes me. But they're very knowledgeable, and they make it fun. And I find myself, instead of watching 77 Sunset Strip, which I love, sometimes I'm spending a whole lot of time on the shorties there in Los Alamitos late on Sunday nights.
Yeah, you know, Mike, Ulises Gomez, I just have to tip my cap to him. I brought him on as someone to go come on the show. The reason that I did is because whenever we had big groups and they requested to meet a jockey,
yeah,
I would always ask him because he was so personable, so knowledgeable, made the everything that was going on fun, took the time to meet to go around every table, meet as many fans as possible. And I remember that. I just remember how much he just connected with those that were there on track.
Right.
And, you know, it kind of shows through on TV as well. So thank
it
you
does.
For pointing that out, Mike.
You made the right call there, and I did not know the backstory there. Orlando, let's try and make some money tonight. Your future race is just about $50,000. The Los Alamitos claiming futurity, that goes as the ninth and final. Who's your best bet tonight?
I'm going to go with the full race number four, number five, Perfect D, 3-1 on the morning line. Him and Ricardo Ramirez have simply connected. They won five races together here at Los Al this season, and he's been facing some of the best runners that we have here at 1,000 yards. To Spider has been chasing Project Leader, who's just super tough to beat when he takes the lead. But Perfect D is a horse that comes off the pace. He is moving up in class here, but he, like I said, he's been facing as good as we have here at Los Alamitos. I'm going with the five, Perfect D, to score his sixth win here this season. I'll go with Perfect D, 3-1 in race number four, Mike.
Okay, and today's fourth, leg one in that pick six with a $10,000 stipend to kick it off at 7:49 tonight. Orlando, always a pleasure, and get some rest. You'll need it. We'll see you tonight under the lights at Los Alamitos.
Thanks. Thank you so much, Mike. You too.
You bet. We'll step aside one final time this hour. As noted, going to be getting back to Saratoga Springs and checking in with Matthew DeSantis on behalf of NyraBets.com. Brad Free with Daily Racing Form, top of the hour, and going to be followed by the president of the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association, Doug Burge. Some big developments with the CTBA. Before we go to break, though, Elisa, I want to let everybody know, folks, a big development in horse racing. It's here, an exciting new enterprise. It's called Data Eel. The Data Eel purpose is to bring new audiences and players into the exciting world of horse racing. The Data Eel, sophisticated algorithms, weave an ocean of data, taking the complexities of the sport, leaving you with a simplistic approach to evaluate each horse in every race. Get the Data Eel for your favorite track and have a stress-free, fun day at the races. With the Data Eel, anyone can pick horses that finish in the money. Go to DataEel.com, that's DataEel.com, or HorseRacingSimple.com. Ready to transition now? We'll hit this break. It'll be short. We come out of it with Matthew DeSantis from Naira Betts. On the eastern seaboard, just about. Upstate New York, Saratoga Racecourse. Stay with us.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Hello, I'm Alan Mosnett, Toyota of Orange. For over 48 years, we've said you won't get a lemon at Toyota of Orange. That means you're driving a reliable Toyota. It also means you're getting the best deal on every new Toyota in stock. We're talking RAV4, Camry, Tacoma, Corolla, you name it. How have we stayed number one all these years? By turning lemons into oranges. Toyota of oranges.
Well, you won't get a lemon from Toyota of Orange. Well, you won't get a lemon.
Hey, everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco, eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne.
Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halualoha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halualoha Garden and Kitchen.
Exciting nighttime action continues at Los Alamitos with another great weekend of racing at the track of Sunsets and Stars and the best of quarter horse racing on Saturday and Sunday nights. Make your plans to join us tonight to watch the fastest horses in the world, quarter horses. And don't miss racing's best bets, our early and late pick fours. And remember, we'll also add $10,000 to the pick six on Sunday night if there's not a carryover. You'll have a great time at Los Alamitos. We're also open daily for the best of the simulcast action from Del Mar and around the country. Enjoy all of the daytime simulcast fun in style in our beautiful Vessels Club with outdoor patio seating and great views of the entire track. For Vessels Club reservations, call 714-820-2681 or join us at Burgart Sports Bar featuring more than 60 TVs showing the best of racing and more. We're all about the horse players. It's the track of Sunsets and Stars, Los Alamitos Racecourse.
Hi, Bill Coyne of South Bay Toyota. Whether you shop online at southbaytoyota.com or in person, we'll make it easy for you to save time and money. South Bay Toyota is located just off the 405 freeway at Western Avenue where Torrance and Gardena meet. South Bay Toyota.
From Hawaii's Big Island, nature has given us Uncle Kimo's Kona Coffee, derived from a naturally occurring coffee bean that is only found in this precise altitude and climatic setting. Uncle Kimo's Kona Coffee ensures a perfect start to your day or any cherished moment from sunup to sundown. Every treasured coffee bean is the result of nearly 4 years of nurturing on the 57-acre family farm in the mountains above Halualoha, Hawaii. And unlike many other coffee beans from the Big Island, Uncle Kimo's is estate grade and hand roasted. This means all beans are grown, picked, roasted, and packaged on the farm to ensure the beans are the most balanced and as rich in flavor as possible. Uncle Kimo's Kona Coffee is now available on the mainland. To place an order, please visit UncleKimo'sKonaCoffee.com and look for our logo on the track and in the winner's circle along with leading writer Juan Hernandez. Fans, visit our website and you can see for yourself that Uncle Kimo's emanates from a true island paradise. Uncle Kimo's Kona Coffee, you can taste the aloha.
This segment is brought to you by The Bit Tavern in South Arcadia, just off the corner of 10th and Live Oak. Beer me at The Bit.
Welcome back. Final segment, Hour 1, Thoroughbred Los Angeles. We've got Matthew DeSantis at Saratoga Springs, but before we go to him, Elise, I've got a little bit of sound from yesterday up at Emerald Downs near Seattle. Top trainer Mark Glatt inducted into the Washington State Thoroughbred Racing Hall of Fame yesterday. Here's just a small clip of what Mark had to say, and I figured people would enjoy hearing this. A guy who's done so well here in Southern California, Mark Glatt, yesterday from Emerald Downs, and we'll go to that right now.
Thank you very much. It's very humbling to be standing up here. Very satisfying. There has been a number of people, and I have a tremendous supporting cast who's gotten me here. My dad, Ron, is here. Growing up on 5 acres, we always had horses turned out in the wintertime.
Okay, and again, just a short clip. Mark Glatt. Yesterday, going into the Washington State Thoroughbred Hall of Fame. Today is Long Acres Mile Day, total of 6 stakes up there at Emerald, and a good product to bet on today, no question about it, as is Saratoga Racecourse vis-a-vis Naira Betts. And on behalf of Naira, here is Matt DeSantis. Hi, Matt. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Enjoyed the races from back there. Obviously, the Grade 1 Alabama, the highlight. But that was supposed to be the highlight. The real highlight for me was that 2-year-old first-time starter of Tom Amos's in race 6 back there.
Yeah, I mean, listen, that's what everybody gets excited about when you talk about Saratoga. As great as the stakes races are, those 2-year-old races are what get us all excited, because it gets us excited for what we might see at Keeneland in the fall, Del Mar in the Breeders' Cup Juvenile and Juvenile Fillies, and then obviously next year on the Derby and Oaks Trail. So those big standout performances in the maiden races, that's what makes Saratoga great.
Yeah, and it was not race 6, it was race 7 yesterday. Colt by the name of It's Our Time. Let's get to it. What's happening today at Saratoga? What do you have for the listeners, Matt?
Yeah, I got a play in race 10, actually. The last race on the card, maiden claiming race, going 7 furlongs on the main track, 6:18 p.m. Eastern, 3:18 p.m. Pacific. I really like the number 8, Sports Hero. This is a Joe Sharp horse with Jose Ortiz up. You cannot find hotter connections right now. Joe Sharp bringing these horses up from Kentucky has been an absolute moneymaker. Jose Ortiz is riding just as well as his more heralded brother. And I think those two at 6-1 on the morning line, outstanding value in the last race. So for me, it's going to be Sports Hero, number 8 horse in the finale. But that's going to be a good one. And we got a lot of great promotions today on Naira Betts as well.
You know, Matt, I think it was a few weeks ago we discussed the prospect of the Kentucky horses being stronger overall, great depth in those horses coming out of Churchill and most recently Ellis Park, and that's borne out, correct?
Absolutely. No, we've seen it. And what's really telling, Mike, is that we've seen it across all different trainers. Cherie DeVoe, Joe
right.
Sharp, Al Stahl Jr., Steve Asmussen. It doesn't matter who's bringing them up. The horses coming up from Kentucky, even the ones Linda Rice claims and eventually brings up here, they're all outperforming the kind of New York horses. So that's an angle. If you're not playing it, really pay attention to it these last couple of weeks at Saratoga.
Wow. And, of course, the purses are off the charts there in Kentucky now. And overall strength of the product, obviously, very much on the improve. Post time for race 10 at Saratoga, 6:18 Eastern. And again, Matt DeSantis says, make it number 8, Sports Hero. Jose Ortiz aboard here for Joe Sharp, 6-1 on the morning line. Once again, give us the coordinates on getting signed up to wager at NairaBets.com.
Absolutely. You can go to NairaBets.com or you can download the NairaBets app, use the code SPA200, get up to a $200 deposit match bonus. Plus, we have daily promotions across tracks across the country every single day. Just today, we have a 30% bonus on all pick threes at Monmouth Park. So, listen, great wagering across the country and across the board on NairaBets.
Real quick, Matt, Kentucky Derby Belmont Stakes winner Sovereignty heads the proceedings in this Saturday's Grade 1 Travers, the Million Dollar Travers, the Midsummer Derby. Anything folks need to know early post on Travers Day?
Earlier post on Travers Day. I think we kick it off at 12:05 p.m. Eastern, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
So we have a little bit of an earlier post time. And listen, Sovereignty's going to put on a show, I think. But we also have last year's Horse of the Year, Torpedo Anna, running in the personal ensign. So it's going to be a great card.
Terrific. Thanks. Have a great day, Matt. Appreciate your time.
Thanks, Mike. Appreciate it.
All right, we'll step aside and coming back very strong. Brad Free, Daily Racing Form, got a lot to say, and then we're going to be joined right after that by Doug Burge from the CTBA. Big announcement yesterday, some brand new incentives, trying to really inject some energy into the California breeding program. Private clocker Andy Harrington as well. That's all in the first 30 minutes. Stay with us. This is Thoroughbred LA on the Home of the Angels, AM 830.
The preceding was a paid program. Opinions expressed are those of the program sponsors and not necessarily the views of AM 830, its owners, or management. Angels baseball is less than 4 hours away here on Angels Radio, AM 830, KLAA.
Orange County, Los Angeles, and Inland Empire.
The following is a paid program. Opinions expressed are those of the program sponsors and not necessarily the views of AM 830, its owners, or management.
Hi, everybody. This is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Kimo's Kona coffee. Uncle Kimo's, you'll be glad you did.
Exciting nighttime action continues at Los Alamitos with another great weekend of racing at the track of Sunsets and Stars and the best of quarter horse racing on Saturday and Sunday nights. Make your plans to join us tonight to watch the fastest horses in the world, quarter horses. And don't miss racing's best bets, our early and late pick fours. And remember, we'll also add $10,000 to the pick six on Sunday night if there's not a carryover. You'll have a great time at Los Alamitos. We're also open daily for the best of the simulcast action from Del Mar and around the country. Enjoy all of the daytime simulcast fun in style in our beautiful Vessels Club with outdoor patio seating and great views of the entire track. For Vessels Club reservations, call 714-820-2681 or join us at Burgart Sports Bar, featuring more than 60 TVs showing the best of racing and more. We're all about the horse players. It's the track of Sunsets and Stars, Los Alamitos Racecourse.
Hey, everybody, if you've got plumbing needs, commercial or residential, give my good friends at Western Rooter a call. Family-owned and here to help, Western Rooter does it all and does it better 24-7. From clogged drains to complete copper repipes to water heaters, conventional and tankless, Western Rooter is here to help and will solve whatever issues you may have on time and under budget. Western Rooter, serving the Arcadia, Pasadena, and greater L.A. area for more than three decades. Call now at 626-444. 8-6455, mention Thoroughbred LA Radio, and save 10% off your total invoice. Western Rooter, the best in the West. Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halualoha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halualoha Garden and Kitchen. Nearly 50 years ago, Len Ragazin formulated the idea of speed ratings. Today, the Ragazin Sheets are still America's premier speed rating product. Who uses Len Ragazin speed ratings? Trainers use the Ragazin Sheets to place their horses. Breeders check the Ragazin Sheets before making million-dollar decisions. And jockey agents consult the Ragazin Sheets when choosing which horse to ride. But most importantly, the Ragazin Sheets are used by players like you. The Ragazin Sheets are available online at thesheets.com. Our website also offers free introductory material, including an online seminar. You can also receive free introductory material by calling us directly at 212-674-3123. That's the Ragazin Sheets at 212-674-3123. Ragazin, the most respected name in racing.
Hey, everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco, eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne.
Once again, a very pleasant good morning, everybody. Great to have you with us. Hour 2, Thoroughbred Los Angeles, right here in the shadow of the Big A at Angel Stadium. Angels and the Sacramento A's going to be teeing it up about 1 o'clock this afternoon. Trent Rush will be along with Angels pregame prior to that at about 12 noon. And we'll have Mark Langston, Terry Smith, and producer-engineer Jorge Sevilla bringing us all the play-by-play action up there in Sacramento, live remote from the Big A. Once again, folks, a 9-race card today at Del Mar. We're joined now by Brad Free from Daily Racing Form. Hey, Brad, good morning. I hope you're enjoying the meet down there.
I am, Mike. It's been a great meet so far. It's a nice, cool morning this morning. Marine Layer over at the Del Mar racetrack. Stronghold worked 5/8 this morning. He's going to go into Pat O'Brien next weekend. And, yeah, it's been a very interesting, fun meet so far. And congratulations to Eclipse and trainer Mike McCarthy and especially jockey Ricardo Gonzalez for that terrific win yesterday with Velocity in the Grade 1 Del Mar Oaks. You know, that I didn't realize until you had Aaron Lumman on earlier today, early on the show, Mike. This is their third Oaks win in the last 5 years. They had Anisette win a couple years ago, and Red Lark in 2020 paid $40.20. So from now on, when Eclipse has a horse in the Del Mar Oaks, I think we all better take a second look at it.
Well, if we'd have been thinking that way in advance, and of course that's the hindsight deal, we could have caught a $72 mutual. Let me ask you, Brad, $2 million bet on track yesterday. For me, that's a good number in this day and age. Total handle, $19.2 million. Do you think those are good numbers year to year? What do you think?
I mean, I think so, but I have to take a look at the comparison to previous years to draw any conclusion. One thing I will say, it's nice that the odds changes have seemed to have dissipated. We haven't been seeing those late odd shifts that we saw earlier in the meet. Del Mar took the initiative and, you know, cut off the CAWs a couple minutes before post time. So I think that that's made it a little bit more manageable for regular players in the win pool to understand and recognize what price they can get, we can all get before we make a play. So I'm glad to see that that was the biggest change, one of the biggest changes of the meet. And also, I've talked about this before, but the late pick three and the late daily double, low takeout wagers, high minimum, $3 minimum on the late pick three, $5 minimum on the late double, two of my favorite bets going. And I think that one of the reasons is because I don't have to compete against the CAWs because they're not going to generally go into a pool with a low takeout because they are rebates suffer. So anyway, that's a couple of good developments so far this summer at Del Mar.
Yeah, and you know, just back to what they did, you know, they had a kind of a PR disaster with the late odds changes, which are nothing new. They've been going on for years now as a result of the computer-assisted wagering. But they made the change, for those who may not be aware. They've cut off that CAW money in the win pools at 2 minutes to post. And it's just night and day from an optic standpoint, Brad. You don't have these wild swings after they leave the gate. And people just so frustrated when they think they have a certain price and they have far less. It stabilized everything. To me, I don't know what the bottom line says, bottom line, because these guys bet tremendous money. But to me, it's a big plus.
Oh, I agree. It's a huge plus. I would like to see them to take it a step further and maybe, you know, extend that, cutting off the CAWs in some of the exotic wagers as well, a couple minutes before post time. I've heard stories that hasn't happened to me, but of, you know, exacted payoffs that get sliced in half, late in the cycle. That hasn't happened to me, but I've heard stories about that. So I wish they would just cut off the CAWs for all wagers, not just win pool, but pick threes, trifectas, whatever it is. Cut them all off at a couple of minutes before post time. I think all of us, the regular players, would appreciate that.
Hey, Brad, let's go ahead and talk about some of the racing today. 9 races. Race 2, your best bet in daily racing form, Explora, one of 5 first-time starters. You got guys named Bob Baffert and Juan Hernandez, the leaders in their respective divisions, getting together here 7-5 on John Lee's morning line. What can you tell us about this filly Explora in race 2 today?
Well, I mean, it's no secret. She's the 7-5 favorite. She's probably going shorter than that. Juan Hernandez has worked her for trainer Bob Baffert. I've seen her works on video. I know that Andy Harrington has had some good things to say about Explora as well. Baffert's 2-year-olds come out ready to rock and roll. And Explora, she looks like a good one. She'll have to beat her stablemate, number 1, Cherry Cider, who ran well first time out, finished second by a nose. She has the benefit of racing experience. Juan Hernandez, who rode Cherry Cider in her career debut, he is on the first-time starter Explora, and I think Explora is going to be very tough to beat at a short number in race number 2. Baffert is just dominating the 2-year-old program here at Del Mar. I think he started 15 2-year-olds so far this meet. He's won 7 of them. He has a handful of runner-up finishes as well. It's tough. He's a tough guy to beat in these 2-year-old races, and Explora, daughter of Blame, should add to that total today in race 2.
Brad, I want to fast forward to the feature today. California bred fillies and mares at a mile long grass. It's the $150,000 Solana Beach Stakes. Pace is always a huge factor. It looks to me like there's plenty of speed here, and the morning line favorite, I think she'll be the favorite when they leave the gate, is number 7, Grand Slam Smile for Sean McCarthy. She's a filly that, you know, she can run on the lead, as she showed last time out when she was a huge second against Open Company in the Ocenitas on turf, but she can also stalk. To me, the middle of the lineup, numbers 5, 6, 7, and 8, all have the ability to be forwardly placed. Personal opinion, I think it could set up for Craig Lewis, Juan Hernandez, and Moments Pleasure. Your thoughts on the Solana Beach?
Well, Grand Slam Smile, you're right. She's versatile. She usually is forwardly placed, but she does not have to have the lead. She can be forwardly placed and be tucked in right behind the pace, and I think that could serve her well today because, as you mentioned, Mike, there's all kinds of speed in this field. There's the stretch out, number 2, Hot Girl Walk, Only One America prancing through Paris. They all have forwardly placed front-running styles. Grand Slam Smile, I suspect that jockey William Anton Georgie is going to tuck her in right behind the pace. She's going to be right on top of the leaders, but she doesn't need to have the lead, so she can avoid a pace duel. As far as Moments Pleasure, she won this race last year. The difference between last year and this year is last year she was moving up in class off a solid win over the course, over the Del Mar Turf Course. This year, Moments Pleasure is coming back off of a 5-month layoff, so it's very difficult to ascertain or specify how fit she actually is. If it's a super live go, first time out, she will get pace to run at. She'll be rolling late. I'm just not sure what to make of her coming in off a long layoff, whereas a year ago, we knew what she was. She was a lightly raced, improving filly who was already in form, and she won the Solana Beach at odds of 4-1. So this year, I think there's some question marks with regards to Moments Pleasure, but the best horse in the race is number 7, Grand Slam Smile, with that versatile running style. She's a 5-time stakes winner. She's won 7 out of 13. She's going to be tough. She's also the 5-2 favorite, so there's not a whole lot of value in the Solana Beach today.
Amazing numbers. You know, 7 wins. She's been first or second in 12 out of her 13 career starts. That's Grand Slam Smile, who, as you know, had been conditioned by my good friend Steve Speck. He's retired, and now Sean McCarthy has taken over and doing certainly what appears to be a great job. This will be your third start for Sean. Real quick, Brad, we noted your best bet in print. That was Explora in race 2. Who's your best bet for the listeners today here on Thoroughbred LA?
Yeah, in race number 1, I know that a lot of people are going to gravitate toward number 5, Conducted. He comes out of that fast race won by Brandt. By the way, Brandt won that race with a 101 buyer speed figure. That's still the top buyer speed figure this year for a 2-year-old. The 2-year-old at Saratoga yesterday, It's Our Time, earned a 94.
Okay.
A 17-length win. But anyway, Conducted comes out of the Brandt race. He's a 3-1 favorite. I like a different second-time starter. Number 4, Sterling C, was actually favored first time out in a 1-mile grass race for trainer Phil D'Amato, and he had a brutal trip. He broke slowly. He uncorked the middle move. He was 4 wide on the far turn. He was green in the lane, and he only got beat a little bit more than 4 lengths. So I thought it was a terrific career debut by Sterling C. He worked well since then, gets a jockey change to leading rider Juan Hernandez. I think Sterling C at odds of 4-1 can win race number 1 today at Del Mar.
Juan Hernandez, the leading rider, powered by Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. And Brad, if you don't mind, just a quick thought on Juan Hernandez. To me, he's just the complete package. He's got an easygoing demeanor, but we've seen how incredibly competitive he can be when the real running starts. And not only that, tactically, you think back to the Santa Anita Derby, he did everything he could to make it as hard on Humberto Rispoli in journalism, if you remember, going to the far turn just in that one big high-profile race. But he's got it all. Just your thoughts real quick, Brad, on Juan Hernandez.
No, he's terrific. Not only can he ride his own horse, but as you just mentioned, he can also ride other horses in the same race. He's not going to open the door just because he's a nice guy. And
right.
Juan Hernandez is one of the nicest guys in the colony. But he will race ride out there. There's no question about that. He also gets on a lot of very good horses. He's closely affiliated with trainer Bob Baffert. Baffert puts Hernandez on most of his top 2-year-olds. So, it kind of becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. Yeah, he's a good jockey because he's on these good horses and he's not making any mistakes. He's a terrific rider. He's a good judge of pace. And as long as he keeps on winning races, didn't he have a 6-bagger last weekend, I think? He's a terrific
guy. A week ago yesterday, six wins. Yeah.
Top jockey and runaway leader of the jockey standing so far this summer.
Brad Free, always a pleasure. Brad says, let's take a swing with number 4, Sterling C, 4-1 in race 1 today at Del Mar. Thank you, Brad.
See you, Mike.
All right, now, as advertised, we're joined by a longtime friend and supporter of the show, president of the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association, Doug Burge. Hey, Doug, good morning. How are you?
Hey, Mike. Good morning.
Hey, you guys had a big announcement yesterday, and you're billing it as the flagship fall incentive program. And, Doug, I don't have to tell you, but this is much, much needed. We sustained a huge loss with Mr. John Harris, with whom you were very close, passing. And then subsequent to that, it has been announced. In fact, there's a digital sale going on right now, dispersing about 90 horses of all ages from the Harris Farm property. All of their stallions are being relocated. So this is a much-needed infusion of good news. Tell us about it, Doug.
Yeah, sure. So we recently sold the CTBA property that we've owned for over 70 years and had multiple meetings and came up with this new program, to utilize some of the proceeds from the sale. And what we decided is, we needed, as you just said, we need to encourage people as much as possible to continue to breed horses. These
cowbreds
make up almost 50% of the fields, and without them, it would, I hate to say it, but it would probably be over. So it's our responsibility to do everything we can to incentivize people to breed horses. And so what we've done is, so currently we have the breeder awards, the stallion awards, owner awards, the maiden bonus, all those awards that reward success. And what we decided was to add to that, let's come up with a program that also rewards production. Because we all know that there's a lot goes into, to breeding a mare to a stallion, raising the foal, a lot of costs before you get to that point where hopefully you have some success. And so what we've announced is, and there's 3 different aspects to this. Number 1, we're going to waive the registration fees for cowbred registration beginning with the current foal crop. So crops of 25, 26, and 27 still have to fill out a cowbred application. Obviously, have your jockey club certificate, and there's no fee to register a horse cowbred. You're eligible for all the incentives. Secondly, along with that, to really hopefully make a major splash here is beginning with next year's breeding season, so it would be the resulting foal crop of 2027. Every foal that's born in 2027, when basically they get their, they apply for their, to be cowbred, and and the jockey club certificate is issued, we're going to pay $1,000 per horse. So CWA is going to pay people to breed horses.
Yeah, I mean, that is...
Nobody does this.
Doug, that is huge. But as you know, I mean, things are tenuous, man. I mean, we had to do... the consolidation was a very difficult thing. By that, I mean the closure of Golden Gate Fields. The fair racing has gone away. So those host fees from the brick-and-mortar satellites, they now go to the live track here in Southern California. As a result, we can offer a purse like yesterday's seventh race, California-bred two-year-olds, $100,000. But that said, we've got to shore up the investment in our game, because without the full crop, boy, it's going to be very, very tough.
And that's absolutely right. And you know, what we're looking at is, we do have a cap of you know, 25 horses. So it's basically $1,000 up to the, you know, the 25th horse that you breed and register. But what we were looking at is, you know, and I've got a list of all the mares that have been bred and the people that own them. And, you know, the ones that this year, and particularly in Northern California, because as you said, we've consolidated to the south. There's people in the north that have been hesitant to continue to breed, at least the number they were breeding before. And what we really want to target is the people that were breeding 6, 8, 10 mares 2 years ago that backed off to 4 or 5 this year, to get them back next year. And we're hoping that this $1,000 carrot per horse that we're throwing out there to incentivize people to make the investment pays off.
Now, Doug, along with that, you've also announced you're trying to incentivize the upgrade of the overall quality of broodmare here in the state of California by awarding people who buy mares at public auction that are in foal ages 12 and under. Tell us about that aspect of it.
Yeah, sure. So that's the other part of this. You know, we focus on the people that are here already, and like I said, incentivizing them to breed. The second part of this program is to encourage, obviously, you know, new mares to come to the state, quality mares. Now that we have a consolidation to the south, and, you know, we're averaging 3 cowbred races or more a day. You know, we need to breed for this circuit. And so with that, what we've decided is, yeah, for any mare that's purchased at a commercial auction out of state, we want them info. And then, you know, they come to California, they foal out that Kentucky-sired cowbred. When that mare's bred back, we're going to pay $3,000, you know, to each individual.
To cover expenses.
That did that, to help reimburse, you know, for the transportation cost to get that mare back here.
Yeah, that mare's got to be bred back to a California-based stallion. And Doug, also want to point out the importance to all of this. People need to be member in good standing with the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association. It's very easy. It's very inexpensive. Tell us about how folks that are breeding can and should join the CTBA.
Yeah, as you mentioned, these are all benefits for members. You know, we want to encourage people to, you know, obviously to be a member. And those, when we go to Sacramento and you know, I explain to whoever it is, governor or whatever meetings we have, when I'm able to say we represent 1,000 breeders in the state of California, you know, that goes a long way. And we want people to be a part of this association. And we want this to be a major, you know, benefit for those that are members. So yeah, it's strictly for, you know, for CTBA members.
And Doug, just for people who are unfamiliar, maybe general sports fans, what have you, this is a tough situation to go from conception to getting a horse to the races. At age 2, 3, sometimes it takes till 4 or 5. I've been there, you know. But you're talking about an 11-month gestation period, and so many obstacles. You get a horse that acts like he or she can run, then maybe something goes wrong when they first come into the track, or maybe even before they leave the farm. So you got to have numbers. You can't have enough mares, you know. And what you're doing is proactive, and hopefully it's going to bear some fruit down the line, Doug.
Yeah, no, absolutely. We understand what these costs are and what you mentioned. You know, from the day that you make that decision on, you know, what stallion you're going to breed that mare to, mm-hmm. until that resulting foal gets to the races, you're talking about, you know, 3-4 years, as you said, a lot of costs, a lot of time involved. Like I said, our job here is to decide to administer this program, try to make it as strong as we can. And we thought, you know, let's give some of this money back to the members, right? That's why you need to be a member to, which is only $100, right? We're not talking about
a
large membership fee or anything like that.
So, yeah,
we wanted to, you know, we wanted to give something back. We wanted to add, as I said, to our existing program to really, you know, encourage the production of foals. You know, we got to stay on top of this. This is the inventory for the future.
No doubt. Doug, I want to encourage people, if they have questions, and they may well have, get a hold of you via email at dbirds, that's B as in boy, U-R-G-E, at cdba.com, or they can call the CDBA at 626-445-7800. You noted that you sold the property directly across from basically the 4.5 furlong pole at Santa Anita there on Colorado Place, a beautiful old building. You used to have that museum there, and the library rather, and it was kind of like a museum. What's going on with the physical aspect now of the CTBA? Where are you going to be located?
I've got a year lease back. So basically, we're there at least until next June.
Okay.
With the entitlement process, that, you know, and the amount of time it takes for that to happen, you know, I could see us there for probably another year and a half to 2 years.
I see.
So we're looking at our other options, but you know, it's sad. You know, I've been there 30 years and really attached to the place.
It's just
that, you know, you've got a 9,000 square foot building and you know, I've got 3 employees, so mm-hmm. it outgrew us, and it's a valuable piece of property, and we thought we could you know, we could take some of the proceeds, like we're doing, and do everything we can to encourage people to continue to breed horses.
Well stated. Hey, Doug, looking forward very much to the Solana Beach Stakes today. California-bred fillies and mares, $150,000. Race 7 today. It's part of the Golden State Series. For more on that story, folks, encourage you to go to their website, ctba.com. Doug Birds, president of the CTBA, thank you so much for all your support.
You got it, Mike. Thank you.
You bet. Well, let's get down to Del Mar right now and say hello to Private Clocker Andy Harrington on behalf of NationalTurf.com. Andy, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Oh, good. First things first, we had Aaron Wellman from Eclipse Thoroughbred on talking about journalism's half-mile work in 48 flat yesterday. Before you address the specifics of that, Mr. Baffert had Nisos out, winner of the San Diego, and looks like he's heading right for the $1 million Pacific Classic down there on Saturday, August 30th. He worked 7/8 of a mile yesterday. Tell us about it.
Drayden Van Dyke came out and worked the horse. He caught some company in the middle, a horse called Mabagnik, who's a sprinter from the John Sadler Barn, who was last seen in the Bing Crosby in July. They went as a team all the way to the wire, with Drayden asking his horse a little bit, looking best, and as is Mr. Baffert's fashion, he worked past the 7 all the way back up to the 6 and going 7 furlongs in like 24-2, 24-3 on my watch. I thought it was a representative drill. They're going to send the 5th horse. The mile and a quarter is the only question mark with the horse. You know, that. But as far as fitness, so the way the horse is doing, well, there's not a knock I can put on the horse. You know, he's a super brilliant horse. And,
he is.
You know, and he's going to send a super brilliant and a super fit horse. You know, Bob is, you know, he's trained him hard in the past, but nothing like this. He's really pushed down, and I think he wants to see what he has. My guess is I think he wants to see if he can go a mile and a quarter before the Breeders' Cup to see which of the options.
See where they should run. Yeah.
I think that's what they're in. So he's going to run whatever his best race is. I think it's coming on Pacific Classic Day. Now, the mile and a quarter, that's a question mark. It just is. So we'll see if he can do it. I'm honestly not 100% sure he can do it. I'm not 100% sure he can't do it. He's done everything so far, and he's done it in sometimes effortless fashion.
He's a brilliant talent. We understand journalism, solid move, 48 flat. We're short on time. Just your thoughts on that move and then a best bet for radio, Andy.
Very solid maintenance drill. He always is a super chill horse. He does exactly what they need him to do. Next week's drill will be a pretty important one, I suspect, in deciding to go to the Pacific Classic or not. I'm sure Aaron Roman would agree. Let me go to the fourth race today for my pick. Craig DeLossi horse in here, the 7 horse. He's got 2 in this race. This horse called the Desert Cat. Last race at Los Alamitos and had some problems. Came back with a really nice gate trail with Diego Herrera. This is a 2-year-old maiden $20,000 claiming race. Doesn't take a lot of run. So the gate trail was really solid enough to kind of draw my attention. And at 12-1, I think this horse has got a big shot. Craig DeLossi is one of the few trainers around the Southern California circuit that will run a decent horse over at Los Alamitos. He uses it quite often for certain ones of his horses. And so I'm hoping they use it as a prep. He ran a decent second. And with a good gate trail out of the race, I'll take a shot at Desert Cat in the fourth race at 12-1 for the Craig DeLossi.
Okay, post time for the fourth today at Del Mar, 3:33 Pacific. NationalTurf.com, how do they get your stuff?
Just go to NationalTurf.com. They've got grades for all the horses that I've seen, and hopefully give you a little more information to take to the races that you can't really find in other places. So, NationalTurf.com.
Have a great day. Thank you, Andy.
Thank you, Michael.
Appreciate it. Hey, listen, a quick word, folks, about the Wilson Automotive Group. Great supporters of the show. David Wilson's Toyota of Orange, South Bay Toyota. David Wilson's Villa Ford of Orange. Hey, you looking for a Ford F-150? They got them at Villa Ford of Orange. Toyota of Orange, stacked inventories, all popular models. Say hello to my good friend Robert Householder over there, with whom I've done a ton of business over the years. Ray Pollock from the Pollock Report just bought a brand new vehicle, picked it up last weekend. Give him a call over there at Toyota of Orange, 714-639-6750. Go to their website, toyotaoforange.com. They've got nearly 4,000 reviews there for your perusal. David Wilson's Toyota of Orange. Late on the break, we'll take it. Coming back strong with a red-hot handicapper, Bruce Finkelstein, on behalf of BetOnBruce.com. He was 2-for-2 on air last week. Bob Mazursky joining us, and then, of course, on the back end, Toby Callett from South Florida. Take two with Jonathan Hardoon from Saratoga Springs. This is Thoroughbred LA.
Radio.
AM 830.
From conception to the starting line, Legacy Ranch does it all. Located in the small town of Clements, Legacy Ranch sits on 145 beautifully manicured acres with lush paddocks for your mares and babies. The large pastures are irrigated year-round, and private paddocks are available too. Ranch manager Terry Knight is well-known throughout California as a top horseman and oversees the breaking and training of your young stock. The 5/8 mile training track is maintained to the highest standards under supervision of well-known track man Richard Tedesco, and includes a starting gate and chute for gate workouts. Take a video tour of Legacy Ranch by going to LegacyRanchInc.com. Or better yet, farm owners Pete and Evelyn Perella invite you to schedule an in-person visit where you can meet Legacy Ranch Stallions Clubhouse Ride and the newest addition, Forbidden Kingdom. Contact Legacy Ranch at 510-928-4980 and start your journey to the winner's circle today.
Breed to pure California speed as Legacy Ranch welcomes Forbidden Kingdom.
It's Forbidden Kingdom. Dominant. in the San Vicente.
This blazing fast son of American Pharaoh went wire to wire in every one of his victories.
What a performance from Forbidden Kingdom in the San Felipe.
Posting three grade two wins on dirt and turf.
Forbidden Kingdom, resolute, turns away a big bit.
Breed to the speed of California Speed. Forbidden Kingdom, now standing at Legacy Ranch.
Exciting nighttime action continues at Los Alamitos with another great weekend of racing at the track of Sunsets and Stars and the best of quarter horse racing on Saturday and Sunday nights. Make your plans to join us tonight to watch the fastest horses in the world, quarter horses. And don't miss racing's best bets, our early and late pick fours. And remember, we'll also add 10,000 to the pick six on Sunday night if there's not a carryover. You'll have a great time at Los Alamitos. We're also open daily for the best of the simulcast action from Del Mar and around the country. Enjoy all of the daytime simulcast fun in style in our beautiful Vessels Club, with outdoor patio seating and great views of the entire track. For Vessels Club reservations, call 714-820-2681. Or join us at Burgart Sports Bar, featuring more than 60 TVs showing the best of racing and more. We're all about the horse players. It's the track of Sunsets and Stars, Los Alamitos Racecourse.
Want to bet your favorite horse but can't make it to the racebook? South Point Casino's racebook has the answer. Come in and sign up for the Nevada Racebook mobile app. For just a $50 minimum deposit, you'll have the racebook right at your fingertips, no matter where you are in Nevada. It's convenient, fun, and easy to use. When you do have time to visit, South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. Whether you want to come in or play from the comfort of your home, South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Attention Inland Empire Racing fans. Watching and wagering on the races just got easier. The Derby Room located at Fairplex Park is open and ready to serve you. Watch and wager in the newly renovated Derby Room on races across the country starting at 9 a.m. each Wednesday through Sunday. Televisions throughout the Derby Room will keep you up to date on all sporting events. Add in great food and a great atmosphere and you'll have the ultimate horse player experience. For upcoming promotions, go to thederbyroom.com. Thederbyroom.com. See you at the Derby Room, 2201 North White Avenue in Pomona.
From Hawaii's Big Island, nature has given us Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. Derived from a naturally occurring coffee bean that is only found in this precise altitude and climatic setting, Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee ensures a perfect start to your day or any cherished moment from sunup to sundown. Every treasured coffee bean is the result of nearly 4 years of nurturing on the 57-acre family farm in the mountains above Halu'aloha, Hawaii. And unlike many other coffee beans from the Big Island, Uncle Chemo's is estate grade and hand roasted. This means all beans are grown, picked, roasted, and packaged on the farm to ensure the beans are the most balanced and as rich in flavor as possible. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee is now available on the mainland. To place an order, please visit UncleChemo'sKonaCoffee.com and look for our logo on the track and in the winner's circle, along with leading writer Juan Hernandez. Fans, visit our website and you can see for yourself that Uncle Chemo's emanates from a true island paradise. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, you can taste the aloha. Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halu'aloha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halu'aloha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, halu'alohagardenandkitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halu'aloha Garden and Kitchen.
Hi, everybody. This is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Kimo's Kona coffee. Uncle Kimo's, you'll be glad you did.
And welcome back. Hour 2, Thurman, Los Angeles. Hey, listen, folks, if you have plumbing issues, even if you don't, it's a good idea to be proactive. Contact my good friends at Western Rooter, family owned by Larry and John Batala, along with Mike and Jenny Glenn, for more than four decades. Whatever your needs, they'll handle them. I can tell you from multiple personal experiences. Go to their website, see for yourself. They've got over 400 five-star reviews there at westernrooter.com. Again, that's 24/7, year-round, Western Rooter. The number to call over there, if you mention Thoroughbred LA Radio, it'll unlock 10% off your total invoice. 626-648-5499. They're involved in the community. Home run sponsors at Glendora National Little League. Western Rooter, the best in the West. So is our next handicapper, a red hot one. I had two winners on air last week by the name of Spiced Up at $11 and Western Avenue at 640. Bruce Finkelstein on behalf of BetOnBruce.com. Hey, Bruce, good morning.
Good morning, Mike. Thanks a lot. How are you?
Real good. Had some great racing around the country yesterday. Hoping for more of the same today. You come with two selections every week. Where do you want to go for your first one?
Let's go ahead. I'm going to go with kind of a similar themed type play. Let's go to the ninth race at Saratoga, Mike. And this is a New York bred non-winners allowance race. And what really is apparent in this race is there is a tremendous amount of speed. As many as six horses want or need the lead. Three of them are the top three betting choices in the race. So you know I'm going for a closer. And I think the interesting play here is the six horse, the Paddock Pastor. Jose Ortiz is at a great meet, but you got to question his ride last time out. This one went from middle distance races to a marathon, a mile and three-eighths, Mike. And he kind of ran his race early. He went from, you know, from several lengths behind to make the lead down the backstretch. He had the lead at the top of the lane. So for more than a mile and an eighth of that race, he had the lead, and then he just coughed it up at the end. If you look at his prior form, he's a one-run middle-distance horse. He's going to get a great setup today. That mile and three-eighths race also might put even a little more kick or stamina into him. So in the ninth race, the sixth, the Paddock Pastor with our buddy Lenfranco de Torre listed at 8-1 on the morning line.
Ninth at Saratoga, slated for 5:45 Eastern. Nine of them today at Del Mar. We get underway at 2 o'clock, Bruce.
Seventh race, you were talking about this race with Brad Free, and I'm going to go with a closer in here also. Even though there are some adaptable horses, such as Grand Slam Smile, there is still a tremendous amount of speed in here, Mike, and I think you pointed it out. I think the rail horse has a look here, Miso Fancy. Now, when I first looked at her, she's probably better as a late-running sprinter, but her mile races are to be commendable. She's run three times she's got three second-place finishes routing, I wanted to say. She was kind of compromised last time out in the San Clemente when thought process really kind of was up close to a slow tempo. Not the case here. She dives back in against Calbreds, Mike, and she's got the one run. You got the modern-day Fernando Toro aboard and Hector Berrios.
Yeah.
I think this horse maybe could eke out a mile with the right setup, and I think maybe she gets it today. So let's go with the three-year-old against older. Race 7, the one Miso Fancy, 15-1 on the morning line. I don't think we'll ever get near 15-1 on her today.
Hector Berrios, that's a great call. The modern-day bull, Fernando Toro. He's just had the Midas touch, and what this jock gets away with on the lead sometimes, the San Diego Sheriff ought to be brought in. Anyway, Bruce, tell us about BetOnBruce.com. What's there heading into Traverse Saturday?
We'll have full card coverage at Del Mar. We'll do a bunch of races at the end of the day at Saratoga, and obviously the best bets at Del Mar, and also audios included. You know what makes Berrios so much like Fernando Toro, too? He loves riding inside. That's the key to riding on the grass, and Berrios doesn't have any issue with riding inside.
Saving ground and being patient.
Yep.
You know,
yep.
I remember Bobby Frankel, you know, he was not an easy guy to ride for, but I remember him saying repeatedly, I told these guys, you know, just stay inside. It opens up. It always does. Don't worry about it. It'll open. Yeah, Bobby, tell it doesn't. You know?
Yeah, sometimes you get stopped, but you know what? If you're going to be a great grass rider, you do have to ride. You do have to. You know, those are smaller courses, right? They're tighter.
That's
it. The horses are in closer. You really do have to save ground a lot of the time.
Yeah.
So makes sense, and Berrios is as good as it gets.
Thanks so much, Bruce.
Take care.
Bruce Finkelstein from BetOnBruce.com. Folks, a quick word about Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne. If you're coming home from the Derby Room at Fairplex, hey, slide into Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza. They're on the southwest corner of Foothill and D, just behind In-N-Out Burger, next to Stater Brothers. They got a lot more than pizza there. They got hot wings, Italian cheesy bread, and much, much more. And they still got that incredible special, classic pepperoni, made fresh there, $7.90. Like Doug O'Neill says, save a taco, eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne. And next up to close out the segment, Bob Mazursky. You can catch his full graded handicap and his own morning line every racing day at all the Southern California News Group papers. Hey, Bob, good morning.
Hey, Mike, how are you?
Good. Off topic real quick, did you catch any of that Charger-Ram game yesterday? I know it's preseason, but I continue to be so impressed with a two-time national champion, guy who's had some issues personally, Stetson Bennett. I think he looks like he's made the roster. He's going to be number three.
No doubt about it. Yeah, he's played very well. I did not get to see the game, but I know that he played well. I could see by his stats. And, you know, the Giants rookie quarterback has also looked really good, Jackson Dart, so they have a little bit of controversy there. You know, they have Russell Wilson, who will probably be their starter, but
yeah,
that kid has looked really good in the preseason.
I remember Jackson Dart had a great game while at USC up at Washington State. Anyway, that's turf history. Can we make some money for the listeners?
I'm going to go to the eighth race today and take the outside horse, number 10, Known Idea. This horse was entered earlier in the meet and out of a cheaper race and ends up here. I love Mark Glatt with fresh horses. The horse is a first-time gelding. David Cohen, who hasn't got a lot of opportunities to ride here, but has delivered when he's given the right horse. I think this horse could fire fresh. So number 10, Known Idea in race 8.
I don't know if you heard me with Mark Glatt last weekend, but I related the late Dick Riley used to say, nepotism. It's one of the biggest factors in racing. Mark Glatt's son, Ryan, represents David Cohen. They've won 4 races at the meet. You say it might be 5 with number 10, Known Idea in race 8.
Yep, and nepotism is alive everywhere, Mike, just not in racing.
You think?
Yeah.
Bob, thanks so much. Late on the break, but before we go there, I want to tell you about a new enterprise, folks, that recently joined the thoroughbred horse racing world. It's called Data Eel, and its purpose is to bring new audiences and players into the exciting sport of horse racing. Data Eel's sophisticated algorithms weave a literal ocean of data, taking the complexities of the sport, leaving you with a simplistic approach to evaluate each horse in every race. With Data Eel, anyone can get the thrill of picking horses that finish in the money. The Data Eel is available for most thoroughbred racetracks in the U.S. and Canada. Go to DataEel.com. That's DataEel.com, or go to horseracingsimple.com. Going to hit our final break, and my thanks to Chris Monreal and Elise Diaz inside here at the Big A for helping make everything happen. One more segment to go. Stay with us. Toby Callett, take 2 with Jonathan Harduna, the Rags and Sheets. This is Thoroughbred Los Angeles.
Angels Radio,
AM 830.
From Hawaii's Big Island, nature has given us Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, derived from a naturally occurring coffee bean that is only found in this precise altitude and climatic setting. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee ensures a perfect start to your day or any cherished moment from sunup to sundown. Every treasured coffee bean is the result of nearly 4 years of nurturing on the 57-acre family farm in the mountains above Halu'aloha, Hawaii, and unlike many other coffee beans from the Big Island, Uncle Chemo's is estate grade and hand roasted. This means all beans are grown, picked, roasted, and packaged on the farm to ensure the beans are the most balanced and as rich in flavor as possible. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee is now available on the mainland. To place an order, please visit UncleChemo'sKonaCoffee.com and look for our logo on the track and in the winner's circle, along with leading writer Juan Hernandez. Fans, visit our website and you can see for yourself that Uncle Chemo's emanates from a true island paradise. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, you can taste the aloha.
Hey everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco, eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne.
Exciting nighttime action continues at Los Alamitos with another great weekend of racing at the track of Sunsets and Stars and the best of quarter horse racing on Saturday and Sunday nights. Make your plans to join us tonight to watch the fastest horses in the world, quarter horses. And don't miss racing's best bets, our early and late pick fours. And remember, we'll also add $10,000 to the pick six on Sunday night if there's not a carryover. You'll have a great time at Los Alamitos. We're also open daily for the best of the simulcast action from Del Mar and around the country. Enjoy all of the daytime simulcast fun in style in our beautiful Vessels Club, with outdoor patio seating and great views of the entire track. For Vessels Club reservations, call 714-820-2681. Or join us at Burgart Sports Bar, featuring more than 60 TVs showing the best of racing and more. We're all about the horse players. It's the track of Sunsets and Stars, Los Alamitos Racecourse.
From Santa Anita to Del Mar to key race meets around the country, Bruce Finkelstein's Bet on Bruce has you covered. Full card selections and featured races throughout the country available every racing day at betonbruce.com. Get advice on multi-wager ticket structures and improve your return on investment with Bruce Finkelstein's betonbruce.com. Bet on experience. betonbruce.com.
Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halu'aloha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halu'aloha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, Halu'alohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halu'aloha Garden and Kitchen.
This segment is brought to you by the Bit Tavern in South Arcadia, just off the corner of 10th and Live Oak. Beer me at the Bit.
Thank you.
Welcome back. Final segment, Thoroughbred Los Angeles. Again, my thanks to the amazing Elise Diaz and Chris Monreal inside here at the Big A helping make things happen. Thanks to you for listening, and thanks to our sincere thanks to our sponsors, without whom we wouldn't be here. Let's get to South Florida. Say hello to Toby Calla. Toby, good morning. How's it going down there?
I'm great, Mike. How are you?
Real good. 10 races today at Gulfstream. Never know about the weather. How is it?
It's fine. It's fine. Okay. We'll get through this week with no problem, I would believe. Next week, we'll have to keep our eyes open at hurricanes out there, but don't think it'll affect us except for some rain and maybe some winds. But it's further up the coast that they have to keep an eye out.
Okay. You got 10 of them at Gulfstream today. Post time right about now, listed at 9:50, so I imagine they're right at the gate. Do you want to stay home or go to Saratoga? What do you want to do?
I'm going to stay here to give you a play because it's something that's right in our wheelhouse. Fifth race today. Their two-year-old maiden is going 7.5 furlongs on the turf, and I like the three. His name is, we're going to call him Bowie, like Bowie Racecourse.
Yeah.
Bowie Racecourse instead of David Bowie. This is a son of brethren out of a mare by the name of Medusa. She's on race that her dam was a mare by the name of Wait a While. She was a great turfer, made over $2 million.
Mm-hmm.
There's plenty of pedigree here on the maternal line. I look for Bowie to get the job done. Behind Bowie, we're looking at the 5 Science Rockets, the 7 Justin Smiles, and the 8 Don't Fire Joe. 3, 5, 7, 8 will skate right on through today's fifth at Gulfstream Park.
Okay, and race 5 at Gulfstream set for 3:04 Eastern. I want to ask you real quick, Toby, any chance you're coming out for the Breeders' Cup this year at Del Mar?
Unless you send a vehicle of some kind for me, be it a spaceship or
In other words, negative.
Negative as we speak. Things are fluid. They could change. You never know.
All right. Thanks so much, Toby. We'll try and get lucky. Race 5, number 3, Bowie at Gulfstream Park. And right now, take 2 with Jonathan Hardoon from Saratoga Springs. John, good morning.
Good morning, Mike. Terrific show, like usual. Enjoyed the interviews and everything else that goes with it.
We're trying. I had a little bit more sound with Mark Glad. I don't know why, but it cut out. But a well-deserving induction for him into that Washington State Thoroughbred Hall of Fame. You know, a native of Washington State, I know it means a great deal to him, and they're having a big day up there, Long Acres Mile Day. That's always a huge day in the Northwest. It's always huge when you come back for a second time and dip your toes in the Pacific Ocean down where the turf meets the surf. Who do you like at Del Mar today?
Mike, let's look at the fifth race today, 5 furlongs on the turf, and I love the number 1 horse in here, Yogi Boy. This is a 6-year-old gelding from the red-hot Mike Pipey barn. Every horse this train is sending out at this meet, especially the last week or so, has really run big. 6-1 on the morning line, Kazuchi Kimura aboard to ride. Has to work out a trip from the rail, but I think he will. I like number 1, Yogi Boy, to win today's fifth race out at Del Mar.
This is a homebred for George and Martha Schwery, Kentucky-bred gelding by Twirling Candy. These people have been in the business a long time. This horse is for sale for $25,000 today. They're running at a $43,000 purse. 6-1 on the line with Kazuchi Kimura, and that's going to be the Rags and Sheets play of the day at Del Mar. Once again, John, tell us about the website, JonHardoon.com.
3 best plays, $10, full card, $25. Today we offer Saratoga and Del Mar selections. And by the way, the weather at Saratoga today is beautiful. Chance of rain after the races. Hopefully they get the card through clean and smooth.
You know, and when the weather's good, that place, it just looks magnificent on television, does it not?
It's so much better when they don't have to deal with the rain and everybody heading indoors. You got 30 or 40,000 people in a facility that's not really built for 30 or 40,000 indoors. Outdoors, it's fine. It's when everyone's got to go get in for cover. It's when the trouble starts.
Gets a little close. Hey, John, thanks so much. Have a great day and a great week.
Thanks, Mike. Stay safe and be well.
You as well. Coach Harvey Hyde is back with his college review and preview show. He's next up right here on the Home of the Angels, AM 830. Stay with us.
You've been listening to Thoroughbred Los Angeles, brought to you by Little Joe's Fresh Mex and the Bit Tavern in South Arcadia. Great food and ice cold beer 7 days a week.